Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of Grits and the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, MDiv. I have now graduated from Candler School of Theology. That is really weird to put that on the end of my name and in my signatures on the computer, but it is there nonetheless, and I'm so proud to have finished that, and I thank everyone who is listening that helps with that journey as it continues. I'm so thankful for all of you who are here and listening today. I hope that, as always, that you will have your own church community, but I'm thankful that you're here to listen to the words that I'm given each week. So, on this fifth Sunday of Easter, let us come together now in a time of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's psalm is the 148th psalm. It is full of words of praise and love. So let's hear now the words of the psalmist. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above all earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us come together now and recite those familiar words that are the tenets of our faith. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of faith, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today, humbled and working to love one another, to embody, to live out, to shine brightly as people of faith and love and care and peace. Help us to do that every day, to show your blossoms of love and to sow the seeds of faith wherever we go. Hear now the words of your Son as he taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson is from the Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter, verses 31 through 35. Hear now the word of the Lord. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The word of God, for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, as we look for new and beautiful ways to think of these verses, let the words that you gave me shine brightly for those all around. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. The poet Khalil Gibran puts words around love and relationships in a beautiful way. He was born in modern-day Lebanon in 1883 and later became an American citizen as well. Gibran was a poet, a writer, and a painter. His prose and poems are some of the most profound and moving imaginings of love and faith. When I looked at the scripture today, I couldn't help but think of Gibran and his body of work. I thought I would pull out some of my favorite ideas of his as they relate to love and life as a different lens to use for these words of Jesus. In his book, Thoughts and Meditations, Gibran says this: life without love is like a tree without blossoms and fruit, and love without beauty is like flowers without scent and fruits without seeds. Life, love, beauty are three persons in one who cannot be separated or changed. What a beautiful way to see the world. What a beautiful way to see the Trinity. What a beautiful way to see how we should live our lives according to the new commandment of Jesus. Jesus knew that a life without love was not fruitful. He knew faith without love would never continue. The seeds that he planted in his time on earth were vital to the early believers, but also part of what would help belief in salvation in Christ and the church that was formed in his name continue. Love one another. We're getting close to peach season here in the fertile ground of South Georgia. I know this because just a few weeks ago, I saw the beautiful pink blossoms of the peach trees. Rows and rows of gorgeous flowers spread all across this part of the world. The soil and the temperatures, I am told, in South Georgia make it perfect fertile ground for growing peach trees. But before we can get to the fruit, we get to see the glory of the flowers. When we love people, when we live a life that reflects the life that Jesus led here on earth, people can see the beauty of our love before they can see anything else. That inner beauty that we cannot hide, just like the flowers that fruit trees show off before they bear fruit, are also a way that they spread and share the love they have. It's how they beckon people in. It's how we should beckon people in, not just to church, but to friendship and safety and care. Love one another. It is when we show off our blossoms that we can begin to bear the fruits of love That sweetness and kindness that we act upon is the fruit that we bear. We spent a lot of time growing up in the summer at Lake Sinclair. Gogi didn't get in the lake at all during my lifetime. And when she rode in the boat, we couldn't go too fast because it would mess her hair up. And you never messed up Gogi's hair. The way she showed us love was by feeding us. And on top of the refrigerator, she had a wooden tray with a brass handle in the middle. And every summer, that tray was loaded down with fresh peaches from the farmer's market. Those peaches were the representation of the way she shared her love with us. Every meal, there were peaches for us to eat, lovingly peeled and sliced up for us to have on our cereal in the mornings or on our ice cream at night. The fruit that she had for us was the embodiment of the love she was giving us. Love one another. The beauty of that love that she had for us and the love that we are called to show those around us is reflected in the second part of what Gibran said. Without beauty and love together, there are no seeds to pass along the fruit of love. We cannot show people love. We cannot pass along the love we are called to show and are shown by Jesus over and over again throughout his ministry without the beauty of our actions. Without the flowers of the way we live, there is no fruit. Without the fruit, there is not a seed to sow for the next generation of plants. It is not just one act, but a life cycle of love and kindness. If you've never read Khalil Gibran, I strongly encourage you to go see Jill at the library and read some of his books. The Prophet is the most well-known, but all of them you will find are wonderful. In The Prophet, the character Al-Mustafa is called to leave his home and travel by sea to Orphalese. And there he answers questions about various subjects. He speaks of friendship and faith, of love and marriage. One of my favorite quotes in the book comes from his answer about the idea of love. When you love, you should not say, God is in my heart, but rather, I am in the heart of God. What a beautiful idea. Love does not mean just that God is with us. It does not mean simply that we are taking God with us out into the world. The idea that Gibran gives us so beautifully is that love is shown when we are living and dwelling and existing in the heart of God. Love happens when we are in the heart of God. We see it in the flowers of the trees before the fruit grows. We see it in the plates of peaches in the kitchens of our grandmothers. We see it in the faces of the children that receive their first book that is all their own. We see it in the love in the bags of food handed out at the food pantry. I see it every week as I watch you interact before worship and as I preach the good news of the gospel. How are you bearing fruit? How are you showing love in the world? Are life, beauty, and love radiating out from you as you live in the heart of God? Love one another. It is not always easy to do, but it is all we are called to do. This world needs a lot of beauty and love these days. It needs people to love one another. Gibran, in his book, Jesus, the Son of Man, looks and reimagines the New Testament scriptures in a beautiful way. In his writing on Peter called On the Neighbor, he shows us a new way of thinking, not just of how we love, but who we love. He shows us a way of thinking about people, about the people we should be showing beauty and love to, and life to. Your neighbor, he says, is your other self dwelling behind a wall. In understanding, all walls shall fall down. Who knows but that your neighbor is your better self wearing another body. See that you love him as you love yourself. He too is a manifestation of the Most High, whom you do not know. Love one another. Take down walls so beauty can be seen by all. Life can be shared more abundantly when we see our neighbors as a manifestation of God who we just have not met. What beautiful ideas and ways to see the phrase love one another. If we see all of those around us as the same being as we are, just in a different body, it's easy to live out that commandment. We're a lot more alike than we are different. I can't say it enough. We can't live it enough. We can't show it enough. Love one another. Keep plates of peaches out for the ones you love. Bring light and life with flowers and the fruit that you bear. See everyone that is your neighbor as someone who is made in God's image just as much as you are, no matter how different they may seem from the outside. The seeds of love can spread when our walls come down. All beautiful words and sentiments based in scripture and imagined by poets and caregivers. One of my favorite prayers I've ever come across is from the Jewish Book of Prayer. You will hear me quote it every so often in sermons. I pray these words a lot in my own prayer life. The same commandment to love one another is seen in these words in a beautiful way. I hope you see your own faith in this prayer as much as I do. I hope it blesses you and convicts you and calls you to a life that is fully immersed in this new commandment of Jesus to love one another. In the evenings, our Jewish brothers and sisters often pray these words. Love God with all the power of your heart, with its yearnings and passions, with all you hold dear in life, and with the fullness of what the world gives you. Wrap these words around your deeds as a holy garment, and let them shape your home into a dwelling place of peace. Wherever you go, scatter the words like seeds. Let them be drops of water on the thirsty earth. Seal these words upon your heart, that their sacredness may permeate our being, coursing through your veins, melding body into soul. Amen. As we go throughout this week, let us not just love one another, but let us seek out places to blossom. places to spread the seeds of love and hope so that the fertile ground may grow faith and belief in others. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.